call the first meeting October 23rd, 2017 order.
On my leg.
We have a quorum present. First order of business, approve the minutes of October 9th, 2017. Make a motion.
I second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Jennifer Gore.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Visitor section. Marriage report. We need to appoint the planning commission. Members, terms have expired. They will go until October 22nd, 2020 on Charles Nolan, Terry Fletcher. You got all that? Is there any discussion on any of the planning commission members? Not, I need a motion.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Not, we'll call the roll. Scott Frigg, go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. PRI is in town. They come in this morning and, there's two locations, one on West College Street, two at Rocky Point. And there's going to be one more, right?
Yeah,
there's going to be one more.
It's just what you said.
It's the boring, where we bored under the road at J&B Motors. And we haven't gotten that fixed. Want to go ahead and get that one done too. Don't have a cost on it, but I think it's within my area to approve it if it's okay with the board. If it is, then we'll go ahead and ask you guys to approve the $5,943 for the additional four spots at West College and two at Rocky.
Make a motion.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, is that 228 square feet on that? Is that twice or 228 feet total?
228 square foot total and 338 square foot total.
Isn't that a lot of money for 566 feet of asphalt to repair?
You figure about $11 a square foot is what they, that's what it costs, $10.50, $11. The same rate that they did the other ones.
How many different locations are we doing this at?
I think there's 35. So
35?
35 plus these. 34 plus these.
Is this all the bad ones or is this?
Oh, yeah.
Most of the ones in town.
This is a lot of the ones in town. It's not all of them. But all of these are in need pretty bad. We know that there's some more stuff that's going to have to be done, but we also know that we can only go so far in them.
But we can do some of the minor.
We have done some, yeah, we have done some of the minor stuff. And hopefully before it gets too cold and everything, there'll be a few things fixed when they leave of some more stuff that needs to be fixed, so.
Total?
35 total. That figures out $11 a square foot to repair holes in that. What's it cost to blacktop a street per foot? Or How does that figure?
It's through the whole street. And somebody asked me that earlier, and I don't know that. You know, I didn't have a chance to get it together.
Is the one on Parkview Poplar?
The one down there in the...
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger and worse and worse.
It's on there.
Okay.
What was the one that you set up at JMB?
Yeah, we had to run a new water meter from across the street. And they bored a company come in and bored underground water meter, so we didn't have to dig up the main road. It cost less money to do that. And we knew that when we done that, we was going to tear up some of his asphalt. And it's right out from the car wash area. And it gets pretty deep. That gravel gets washed out with all that water comes down through there. And when we tore it up, we told him we'd put it back and everything, because it was our place to run the water line to his meter. And it's his place for the meter four. So.
I just noticed my dog never did notice that. You know,
he did.
We ride a lot.
Yeah.
He never did notice that on the road up there. That's the reason I wanted to know where location is.
It's right out by the road.
You got you covered up.
In front of the car wash area.
He's drinking. He's been that way all his life.
First time. You want to move forward?
You need a motion?
Yeah. Oh, we already got a motion. I just want to make sure you guys are done.
Yeah, I don't know. Just seems like a lot of money for fixing potholes. When most of the streets, I was just curious what the whole town needs blacktopping. High Street's terrible. You drive around, the potholes we got are already sinking. I was just curious what $40,000, how far would that go blacktopping a street
right. And
having it right versus impairing and repairing and...
I tried to have those figures, but Nathan got real busy today and everything, so he didn't have time to get that
okay.
done. I tried to have those figures together and everything. So, but
that one right there, Walnut Extended.
Walnut Extended.
Like jarred my eye to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big one.
It cost about $40,000 to do what we did at Oil Road.
That was $40,000. What was that, a mile?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter of a mile.
Quarter. Between quarter and a half.
And that was an overlay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's a narrow street.
Very narrow.
They widened it about 2 foot where they could, I believe what it was. And still wasn't enough, but it's all we could go because of the pipes and everything that's underground there.
But the only reason I mention that is it would take less because it was
right
narrow.
We measured the main road out here one day, and I forget how wide it actually was. I was thinking it was 24, 25 foot wide, I believe is what it was when we measured it, just to kind of get a rough figure before we started all the pothole stuff and everything, just to see. Actually, I think it was when we was talking about paving North and South Main out here when we done that. We got some estimates on that. If you remember, it's $584,000, something like that, to do North and South Main.
Have we got any more on with the state deal on this? Is this something we don't need to talk about?
Well, it doesn't matter. Not at this time, we don't. But we can bring this back up under unfinished business if you write down your paper right there and bring it back up.
I got it right here.
All right. Is there any more discussion about this? Stop, call the road, start with Fred and go right. Motion carried. Like I said, there will be, unless it's out of my reach to where I can't approve it, then I'll bring it back for another change order. And if there's, I think Nathan's got a list somewhere of all the ones that's supposed to be done. And if you got any questions or whatever, then we can pull that list and everything. that you guys look at it and see if there's other places that need to be done while they're here. Because we know as well, last time we done this, we've been trying to get this done for 2 years. And you couldn't get anybody to bid on it, nobody to come in. You know, it's just everybody staying so busy doing it that, you know. Department reports fire.
Got a couple of things, hopefully, real short sleep. The county's going to be doing a first responder pass the first of the year. Cost was $300 a person. In the past, the way it would work is people would pay for it out of their pocket to take the pass. And we were wondering, we talked to Mayor Nathan today about taking the money that's set aside to seal our parking lot, but the fire department using some of that money to pay for it. It's $300 a person. We have eight that are interested. I don't know if all eight will do it. That'll start January the 8th, and it has to be paid that night when they show up. That's for their book and the instructor's fee. So you're looking at
$2,400,
no more than that. There will be an agreement drawn up of some sort that if they do not complete it, that money will be withheld from their fire check.
What is the training for?
To get their first responder license.
First responders.
Right now, I'll be honest. Right now, there's three of us making calls. That's it. First responder.
Okay. And it's just like
people's quit responding to first.
Yeah, we've had some people that either got injuries or whatever. But the thing about it is, the ambulance is getting it's further and further away all the time. They needed the ambulance the other day, and it was in Jackson. You know, they had to call an ambulance out of Jackson. So the first responders had to go to one of the calls and everything.
They were safe for an hour and a half waiting on that. So.
You know, when Ryan's doing his full-time job or whatever, or shall I say Chief is doing his full-time job or whatever, then, you know, he can't be here. So then you've only got two responding. And then if one of them's on their full-time job or whatever, you know, we don't have anybody.
Did they not, whenever, like, you said they was in Jackson, when they leave a certain area, do they not have somebody back them up that's in the ambulance service?
No.
Why not?
I don't think they have enough employees to.
Well, they got 10 ambulances?
No, I don't think so. I think they've got five or six.
If we had an emergency, I mean, that's something total. That our first responders couldn't have handled, that'd been tragedy.
Right.
It would have been.
We have had some, you know, but, you know, and our guys, I think our citizens, depend on these first responders and everything, and the more we have, the better off we are. You know,
it's a 10-week class. Once they complete that, they have to take a national registry test, and then they're licensed through the state. But you have to be licensed.
You have to do this every year, $300?
No.
Once you get it, you got it.
And every 2 years, they have to renew their license, which is just a 2-night course, I believe.
Okay.
What happens if they take the course and don't pass the test?
That's what we wanted to try to work out, some kind of agreement where
the city was not paying for something for nothing.
Right.
That's what we was trying to figure out.
Can they retake it, or do they have to?
They have three tries. Okay. They can retake it, and then they have to take the refresher, and then they can take it three more times, and that's it. They'll start over.
Say it one more time.
They can take the test three times. If they fail it, third time, they take a refresher class.
Okay.
And then they take it three more times. And then if you fail it, you start all over.
It's a
pretty hard course.
The way I look at it is that, you know, our first responders, we depend on them. You know, and when it's somebody's life, I think we need to take all precautions if we can. And if we only have three first responders, I mean, that's a problem to us. We have more first responders than that. It's just the responding rate has really went down. And I know part of it is because, one,
we're having to wait so long on the scene.
Yeah.
Burnout. A lot of it's burnout.
So, in that case, a lot of them just quit?
They quit responding.
They quit responding.
Unless it's something that's going to make the newspaper glory, not glory.
So what we kind of up against now is pay the class, and then when they decide they're going to quit, they quit.
Well, and you're right. And Fred, and I understand exactly what you're saying, because I said the same thing this morning, you know. So we paid for the class and everything, and then all of a sudden they decided to go somewhere else or get a better job somewhere and take off and go. So we just paid for them to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. I agree 100%. But I also know that some of those guys down there don't have the money to take the class.
I understand.
No, I'm not.
You know, I really do. I understand what you're saying. I'm glad you understand what I'm saying. But we don't want to get where we fork out the money for them and then they go better themselves somewhere else.
That's right.
Can we not
put it in our bylaws
or whatever it is that if they sign up to go to this, they have to say, we're going to be there 3 years, we're going to be there 5 years.
You can't make somebody work for you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they used to do this with the police. They'd pay for their program, their academy, and they had to work 5 years, or they had to pay the money back. And that turned into more trouble than it's worth, and I don't see that done anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's not worth it.
No.
Sort of like a non-compete agreement.
To me, either they want to do it or they don't want to do it. And $2,400 or $300 a person, I hope anybody in this room is worth $300 or $2,400 to have somebody help them. So if you,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
one of my deals is we ain't got one ambulance in the whole county.
We didn't have any. They had a call yesterday, I believe. Today.
Where are they?
I mean, right there.
They're running doctor calls.
Well, they take them to their dialysis and everything else at a certain time, and then they get paid X amount of dollars to go sit with them, and then they bring them back, and they're all scheduled during the day pretty much, so that takes care of them.
There's a man lives on the street across from me that he goes a certain time, doesn't he?
Eagle used to do a lot of that contract work, but they're out of business, you know.
Brian's looking at through his budget and everything, seeing some things that he might not need and everything else, and he'd like to pay for it in those line items, kind of switch it around to keep his budget where it's at.
How about that deal he just set up with getting paid from?
Our first one, now that you mentioned it, we just got a reply back Friday, I think it was. The first bill we sent in a month ago for the wreck at State Route 5, some kind of out of her insurance was canceled a few days prior to the wreck. So
that answers my question.
We sent another one, though.
We've got another one that's outstanding.
Wow.
You should be able to use some of that money to pay for these classes. It should offset it, hopefully.
You're saying you want to take this money out of the allotment for resealing the parking lot?
And we've talked to the reason we've done that is one of the guys on the department works with Martin Payton, and he talked to their asphalt guy, and he suggested that we do not seal it.
What?
I'm not an asphalt guy.
Wasn't it coming apart or something after you sealed it or something?
He said what happens is asphalt needs to breathe. It's not like concrete. It needs to breathe. So if moisture gets down there and you seal it, it's going to freeze and bust
stuff.
That's how he explained it to me.
That makes sense.
Ryan's done real well with some of his other things.
Yeah, he has good spending.
There's money it's budgeted that he says, I'm just not going to spend that. I mean,
like the hoses
and
all.
And I'll tell you, y'all didn't ask my opinion. Do you want it?
You're going to give it to us? You're supposed to ask that after you give it.
I do.
I don't know how many of y'all have had to deal with first responders, but several years ago we had a lady at church collapse, and had no clue what was wrong with her, and we called 911. It felt like it was 40 minutes before somebody showed up, but it was about 3.5 minutes according to the ticker. And to see Brian and Kathy coming up the stairs was a great relief. And
I agree.
Yeah.
And the ambulance was 13, 14 minutes, you know. If these folks are willing to do this, and the folks that he's said are interested, I think the folks that are community-minded, and they want to do it. So.
That's worth it.
Especially if you're going to wait an hour on an ambulance.
It's urgent when it's somebody else. It's paramount when it's one of yours. And it's good to have them when you need them.
Well, I know that when I talk to other people in other cities about our first responder program and how responsive they really are, folks are just amazed that we do as much as we do. And
we do have good first
responders. We've had a good program.
You need a motion?
Yeah.
Well, I make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? I wouldn't have had that.
Got ahead of the game.
Go for it.
Who was the second?
Guy.
That guy
right there.
And so you've offered $300 for up to 8 people.
Up to 8 people.
There's no more discussion. We'll call the roll. Start with Michael and go left.
Aye.
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 All right, second thing I have, Roger put in a budget for some flashlight replacements for LEDs. We since wrote a grant, received a grant for $1,250, a matching grant, $2,500 total they'll pay. If we buy it, they pay us back $1,250. So we got a price on 25 flashlights at $2,800 total. Of course, the grant will pay half that back, and that keeps us within our budget amount, if I'm not mistaken.
They're going to pay for half of
$2,800? Yes.
Or $2,500?
They'll pay $1,250. So the city's cost $1,550.
Yeah, that's not equal.
The grant's only for $3,000.
I know. I just stand with
not
you.
Not $3,000,
$2,500.
I'm sorry.
I would just stand with you seeing.
You're going
to get me. You were trying to confuse the board.
That was through NAFCO, and I checked with a couple other people, and this is the cheapest place to get them. Neurochargeable, goes on their turnout coat, on their gear. LED light should last for several years. That's 25 of them. 25 of them, $2,800 total.
25, $2,800.
Now that's including, I don't know.
How many people do we have on that department?
We have 28. Wow. Not everybody's getting one.
Why?
Some of them are not capable of fighting fire, and the elephant in the room will come out next board meeting, but there's 7 that will probably be relieved if they don't get some
funds complete. Let me ask you this. Are we not going to have a full roster down there, or we are?
If they'll complete their fit test by October 3rd.
I'm not saying that. I'm
yes.
saying period.
Yes, yes.
We are going to have a complete roster. Then you're still going to be 3 lights short.
Right.
We've had some of these before, though, in the last 3 or 4 years.
What's a flashlight?
Yes, sir.
Not these guys.
Okay.
Yeah, all we've got right now is the big box ones.
Okay.
And there's 3 of those that are broke. These are cheaper.
And how much is an 8? How much is 8 light?
$112 a piece.
So you need?
The original estimate that I got was for 30 lights. 30 lights is going to be
3,036 dollars to complete the. I understand that, but $3,036 to complete the 28 flashlights, which would be a full man staff. Except one of them got broke or whatever, and we didn't have a full staff or whatever else, you know, you still got. I'm just saying, you know.
Just say yes.
Yes.
The extras will be mounted on the truck.
I gotta go get
more, man. What are the police use for lights, flashlights?
These things are about this long, and they push a button. I don't know.
I mean, LED lights, they're as good. Or
LED does not use as much current as a regular light bulb.
Right, I understand that, but I didn't know if they needed some too, if you got a discount by buying more. Or
no, I asked that question. If you buy 5 or 30, they're the same price.
Okay.
I have to agree with the mayor. I think you need to go get the other 3 too, because if you're going to have a full squad, I wouldn't want to come down there and you wouldn't give me a flashlight. Everybody else got one, and I got to go in the house like, I'm going to do what I can do like everybody else can. You know, eventually, you're going to have a full squad. Yeah, you need
He's
full
a
house for
right.
Is there a motion?
Make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made, second. Any discussion?
You going to
sit down.
$101 a piece?
$112 a piece.
Yeah.
If you did 28 of them, the total would be $31.36.
No discussion? Tyler Elstop, Ms. Jennifer Garay?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
One last thing.
Oh, man. Oh, I didn't know this was going out.
You said two.
Did I?
Yeah.
I meant three. All right. Our emergency reporting software, we did budget this, but it came in 70, what did we say, 70, $74 above budget. So I'm going to ask for approval for this, call them tomorrow and see if they'll drop it $74 for us. They'll cut us a little deal. But the total for it is $21.89 for the first year.
$21.89?
No, $2,189. Now what that program will do is all our reports, our training files, our inventory, personnel files. Right now it's paper. We have no inventory. I can't tell you what we have on each truck.
That's where the flashlights are, and I was talking about.
There's no inventory system at all. So what we would have to do once we obtain the software, they set it up, we would have to inventory everything. And everything will be serial numbers. And all this goes to a cloud system, and it's backed up regularly.
On the east and west coast, and we can pull it anytime.
I was told nothing to worry about.
I got that for
they have a printout. Right now, I can't tell you how much money we have tied up in the fire department. There's no way to tell.
What happened to the papers that we've done on inventory when we moved into that building?
I found a few things, but not many. That's been lost through the shuffles.
Bonfire.
Brian, if we get this and you save this information to the cloud, would it be good to have a thumb drive backup that you keep
you
in a safe
right.
somewhere?
Yeah, we'll save it. We'll also print a hard copy to keep the file. The biggest thing is the reporting. We found that one company was cheaper. When I got to talking to the state, they pushed us away from that. I highly recommend that we not do that because it doesn't interact with the state system. This one does. So.
Does this integrate with Target Solutions? I mean, not Target Solutions, they're cost recovery.
Yes, this one does. So as soon as we did a report, they would be able to capture that information.
Our computer,
that's all I have.
Our computer has that enough memory to run.
It runs on the cloud. You can do it from a cell phone or any device.
That also tell you when your equipment probably needs to be replaced, right?
It'll let each person know when their license expires so they can know it. They'll get an email from them.
Right. Will you be the one inputting all this information, or will there
be
various people?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, just to get your blood back in.
No. You can be sitting down, sir.
Thank you.
I noticed that. Thank you. We need to do anything on that?
Yeah.
Well, I make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Not Colorado, start Jennifer Garay.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Police.
One thing we have is just want to make sure that, from my knowledge, someone is taking care of the each city of Forest Trumpetry, right?
Yeah, you are, right?
I wasn't told. I was just making sure.
What are you doing?
You said why you heard that.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan forgot that.
Ryan's supposed to be talking.
I know I did last year, but I heard someone else was doing it, so I just wanted to make sure.
If you want to, I'm sure he doesn't care.
That's why he's here. Chief got him here tonight for that.
You're crazy, aren't you?
That's next Tuesday, then.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, gosh. What time is it going to start? What time?
I will.
Who's going to
pop the popcorn? I'm going to have to leave it to Randy, I guess. Or he let her pop it early.
Oh, Lord.
I'll meet you about 2 and we'll pop corn.
A bunch of cougars.
Yeah, we had, what, 2 or 3 last year. They were...
You can't. It's hard to keep up with them. You can't.
We also had some assistants that
who did
had to pull in. Well, I did for one.
That's right. I thought you meant assistants even.
No, I wanted
to.
So many. Mm-hmm. 20 in a group.
Next Tuesday, anybody that can come down and help early, you know, we'd appreciate it.
What's early?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
It's from 6 to 8.
I will if you want to.
I ain't got no red left. Just in case it rains. Now, just in case, because there are light chances every day to rain.
Okay.
What are they going to do?
Once it pours. Yeah, we're going to have it regardless, unless it just pouring down rain. And if it does that, it'll just be canceled. I mean, we're not gonna make it up to next weekend or whatever.
A little popcorn into Christmas dinner.
That's right.
Well, that's for sure.
That's right.
I've got to turn it off.
You got a popcorn machine down at
the park, and we got one shop.
But the one at the shop's working right now, right? Can we send you a sample of popcorn and see if it pops?
He got some popcorn. He wants to see if it pops.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Be sure to check on it tomorrow for me if you don't mind.
Don't have a treat tomorrow afternoon.
We bought a 50-pound bag, and we got 49 pounds left, so. I'm just kidding. It's not that much, but we still got some. So.
Street. Really out for a good day. They ain't got no tools on the truck. Where they at? I don't know. They ain't got no tools.
What kind of tools?
Hand tools. I mean, they ain't got wrenches to put water meters in. I was upset, but have no idea. He ain't had them. I've been on it for 2 months about getting them. And everything. Randy's supposed to be getting a list together. And
I about got it worked up. Blake was supposed to give me some prices on some awesome hand tools, but they're trying to get out of the tool business, and that scares me.
Who?
So, Bates at Newbern. He told me they was trying to get out of the tool business, so that scares me to, you know, buy tools from them. Yeah. And let me run this by one day over the weekend. I went to Harbor Freight. You know, why not look into some of the, I mean, they're cheap, but they look pretty good.
What kind of, let me ask you a question. What kind of price are we talking about it's going to take to get those trucks back with tools on them and get them color-coded and put on the trucks and everything and where we know which ones go to what truck and to make sure that we've got things placed like they need to be?
Well, there's several specialized tools that we need.
That's right.
You know, that, and of course, specialized, you run into some money and everything. So, I'm thinking, you know, just
$1,500, $2,000. Well,
what is your specialized tools that you're talking about?
Well, like whenever you get into broken water mains and everything, you have these repair clamps and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, the bolts on them start out about this long. Well, you've got to start out way up here, you know, to get
you're
the
talking
plant
about
down there.
Air hammer tools, like a Cordis air hammer tools, something like that.
Well, you got through bolt
right.
tools, that, you know, that you got to ratchet it down or extra long extension sockets, you know, to be able to get it all the way down, because you'll wind up with that much bolt on top of your nut.
So you're talking about like a quarter inch. You talking about like a half inch, a quarter inch impact wrench, and will be good.
That's right.
Keep in mind, Lowe's sells cobalt.
Yes, sir.
I know some people that use them in the water district areas, and if they tear up, they will replace them, even though they've been submerged underwater and in the mud.
Right.
So keep that in mind. It's got a lifetime warranty on it.
Where's that
at? Lowe's. I was going to tell you, too. This weekend is the DeWalt sale.
That's what I told him earlier. I told Willie that earlier today. I didn't tell Randy because he wasn't here. He took a day off.
Yeah.
And, well, it was personal reasons. He had, you know, but.
You got to go there.
I got trapped. You know, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't clear about that.
Yeah, one day I'll let
that. I told him about that and everything. And I told him, I said, you know, if I can get the board to approve some money, we'll go look.
I don't know how. All that, you know, of course, they're going to put taxes, you know, the city don't pay taxes, right?
Well, that's right. We've got two good impacts, electric mm-hmm. impacts. We've got a half-inch drive and a 3/8-inch drive right now on the other thing. So I don't really see the need for another impact.
It's batteries and stuff. And sockets.
Yeah,
we own Craftsman too, so wrenches.
Whenever you get into, like, the MJ sleeves and everything, you get into where you have bolts that's underneath there, and you're in a mud hole, and you're trying to work with, and they've got special bolt through sockets that are adjustable where you can kind of put some angle to them, you know, so you can have a little room to work. And you know, they're just kind of expensive. But when you're out at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's freezing cold, and you're trying to get this job done and everything, that's very important.
The place where you buy all your fixing materials, do they sell tools?
That's where we're going to have to go over it.
To get them kind of, yeah. Do they cut you any kind of deal?
No
deals.
So let me ask a question, kind of break this down a little bit. He knows what he needs, and, you know, he may not have his list completely compiled together or whatever, but he knows what they need on the trucks and everything. Can we approve up to $2,000 to let him get hand tools and things that he needs to get, let him just start getting them, bringing, which we'll have all the receipts and everything for everything, but
do we have any type of shatter board or anything when we got if a tool missing, you know, people putting them in the back pocket?
That's what we're actually talking about doing. We're going to color code them, put them on a truck,
yeah,
to where this truck has red tools on it, and it should have a pipe wrench and a pair of pliers and a screwdriver and all that's going to be the same color. And if it's missing off that truck, then somebody's going to have to come up with it.
Yeah.
Well, how many trucks, if it's water and sewer, you need these tools
on? We got a water truck, sewer truck, and a service truck.
So you got three trucks you need them on. That,
and the tools that they're working with look like they're from 1960s on.
Has the town bought any tools lately?
To my knowledge, it's been a long time.
Last time we bought tools.
That's right. See, when we Seven Trent left all this stuff here and everything with us and everything, that kind of got put into the kitty, you know. The tools that Seven Trent, you know, walked off and left here with the city and everything. And at that time, I brought it up to the board then, and, you know, I try to watch the budget. I'm very self-conscious about watching the budget. That amount that got approved that time, when we first come on board, very little of it was ever spent. I think I asked for like $1,500. We might have spent $500 of it.
10 years ago or so, Stephen had a list put together, and it was $1,500 or $2,000, and they bought all of that, but it all went to the shop because they didn't have anything to work on anything in. It wasn't on trucks. I'm sure they ended up on trucks, but I mean,
somebody's truck.
Well, we also know that some of the tools break and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, rust out. They're working a lot of water and everything.
We started locking
right,
the door.
Go 25. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just so you know.
It's 25.
It's 25.
Make a motion.
Make a motion that
get a City of Water 25.
Second.
Second. Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
It might be a good idea, Randy, I think, to buy a $100 Dremel and someday during the winter when it's cold and wet, have two or three people sit and go through all of our tools and inscribe in their City of Dyer. And that way it would have to be filed off. It might help in keeping up with it. I don't think it would hurt. Give you something to do on cold and wet days. Not that you don't have other things, but
that's a good idea.
Does anybody drive them three trucks?
Somebody's in those trucks all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to trace.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hard to trace. Yeah. This tool's missing.
Somebody, and it's not just one person. I mean, now, Tyler and this guy over here, Willie, are in one of the trucks. One of the trucks we just bought.
Right.
They're going to be in him. And then Randy is going to be in the other truck. And then the problem is the service truck. It could be Richard, it could be Kevin, it could be whoever. You know, you don't know what's going on that day.
Maybe color code them so you know which truck.
That's what we're up to.
Yeah.
That's what you're up to.
That's what we plan on doing.
Okay. Do you have a shadow board where you can look at, you can look and say, hey, this ranch is missing?
Well, the shop is not necessarily a problem right now. We've got our rules in the shop right now. That's fair.
Fair.
Probably
something.
The trucks is what's hurt.
Okay.
We get out on the job site in a truck and he won't have what we need. Well, maybe the other truck's got it. Well, you got to call them over, get them to come over, look through it, right. And they might be on there right now.
That's crazy.
It's just a bad
situation.
And I'm not asking Randy to go out and spend $2,500 tomorrow. I'm asking him just to do a little at a time and get it worked out piece by piece, you know.
I promise you, if we don't need it, we won't buy it.
Okay.
You gotta
have good
tools
to work.
We need to get the job done.
Yes, that's a necessary need, and I'm all about the necessary need, because when these guys go on call or they in a hole or something, they don't want to stay down there all night. They have to call for bag up 8 miles down the road for a tool. But is it any way that when these guys, other guys, get in y'all trucks? That somebody can, you know, just spot, check, make sure the tools are there after they get the truck back, and, you know.
We talked about doing an inventory week. Make sure what's on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because I can be working for you and go in a hole, and I can lay something down, forget to get it back out of the hole, or lay it on the side of the road or something. You know, and then you can ask me, Fred, where's that at? You know, I don't know where it is. I might have to go back and get it. You know, but.
Like I said, when you get to the job site and you ain't got the tools,
right.
There's nowhere in the bay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any more discussion?
Just when you get everything lined out, just talk to you guys and tell them how important it is to, you know, watch the tools and so it can help you all in the future.
All right. Well, I think when color coding, that's going to go.
I like it too, but I don't care what your color code, if you come up missing, you ain't gonna find it. That's what I'm saying. I just want, you know, just when you get everything organized, just take them out there and just tell them, hey guys, you guys are responsible for these tools on this truck whenever you get in it and turn the key.
Don't check
it's
it.
It's your guys. That's all.
Yep.
Is there any more discussion? Not call the roast up, Mr. Carroll, and go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Finance personnel.
I don't have anything other than your financial reports there before you.
You hadn't had time to look over to that. Water and sewer operations?
Yeah.
No report.
I don't have any time either, man.
When y'all coming that far?
So we can talk about tools, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, it's so much fun.
Yeah. Yep. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
Committee report, public safety and health.
We're in on our houses.
Kind of thing. Both of them's down. The concrete's the only thing left, I think, at one property. Is concrete gone from the other property?
Just a little bit of concrete.
Okay.
The one down
still
here.
Still got a little bit left. One on North Royal down here is gone. And I think the only thing we like is leveling the lot a little bit and everything. And we'll be done with that one. And then the one up here on Main Street is down. There's a pile of concrete that we're going to get from there.
We hauled some of it.
Did you get that slab across the street today?
I don't think he had it done before the end of the week.
Who's hauling that concrete? Are you hauling the concrete?
We're hauling our dump truck.
Who's loading it?
Well, I'm loading that up there.
Okay. Mr. Tom asked me and I didn't know.
And we were short a couple of people last week, or we had two dump trucks running. But the Chevrolet, if you put very much on it, it won't dump it when you get out to the landfill.
Well, it was kind of, what we was looking at was, we thought may be wrong, but that Wyman was going to haul the concrete also.
I think we discussed that last month, and it was going to be hauled in our trucks.
We might have had. I don't remember. I mean,
that's what I understood.
Okay.
We did.
Okay.
Since you talk about trucks, what is that? A truck out of the shop yet? Y'all talking about?
Yes. Yes, we got it back and it's running good.
What was wrong with it?
It was broke.
That's the one stayed in there so long, right?
$13.
Throw it in.
Really?
Okay, that's all I did.
For the
fixing the truck? Yeah, I
thought it was. But it's running good now. And
so far, it's running good.
I said forward, right?
Okay.
What did they say wrong with it? It's broke?
Exactly.
Okay.
Wore
out. No, we got fixed, though, don't
we? We did have
not broke no more.
Not broke no more.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
That on my paper. That one by the police officer in Blackland.
Well, maybe not. They didn't ask for one.
I know what they didn't. Ray asked them if they needed
one. They didn't ask for none.
He didn't call them.
He just came to look. Yeah, I know. Don't forget that grant's coming up for Ryan's talking about. I can't remember if it's in November or January. About the signs.
That would be first.
Be first of the year.
The truck.
We weren't talking about no truck. So you had to go there than that.
AFG is same grant, but different processes.
I think you guys have talked to him a little about that, and I think we might need to have a committee meeting about that whole organization deal before we get into that too much. That would be a very good conversation we'd like to have with the fire chief before we go move forward on that process. Call you out.
Probably the first meeting in November would be a good night.
First meeting in November, we'll have a committee meeting before the board meeting to talk about this fire truck grant deal. Just letting you know. Just letting you know.
What's the money? What fund? Does that come out of general fund for that?
Yes.
Okay. One thing we're going to have to think about, these streets and everything, blacktop, and how are we going to get money for all that?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Okay.
That's right. I got it right here.
Okay. didn't know if you forgot.
Listen,
Got you.
Public safety. Hey, Ryan, would you do me one favor real quick? Will you tell them just a brief about that real quick, about that grant and that fire truck? Just, you don't have to be real long about it.
You're looking at
For a brand new fire truck, around $400,000.
That's a lot of roads.
Normally, the matching part on that grant is 10%, which means the city will pay roughly around $40,000. However, the way that this is graded by your peers, which usually somebody from the West Coast will be the one grading it in D.C. So what they would do is, if you can show that you can match a little more than that 10%, it increases your chances of receiving that grant. So that's how it works. It's through FEMA. That money is going away fairly fast. It got cut this year out of the president's budget, but it was put back in by Congress. So I feel like that money is fixed to be gone unless we something bad happens to help fund it, keep it going. That's part of the grant. There's several series of grants that goes with that. The fire prevention grant will be first year. It's 100%, no match. Equipment grants, 5%, 5 to 10%. Apply for that money. We won't be awarded till this time next year. That's when you'll hear from it. But it opens
savings
next month too. So we kind of got to get on it.
Yeah.
But, basically, the one thing that was talked about at the chief's meeting was a turnout gear. There's about to be a new standard released on turnout gear. I can tell you that if it goes like what everybody's hearing and talking, every firefighter is going to have two sets of turnout gear. That'll be the new regulation. And that's going to cost a lot. But there's grant funding for that as well. And that's a 5 to 10% match. So you're looking total, if you did the fire truck around 400 range, would be the grant, the total grant project with a match of minimum of 10%, I would recommend going to 20. Again, that's going to increase your chances of receiving. So you're looking at the city's part around $80,000 for a $400,000 piece of equipment.
Them trucks last how long?
NFPA says 15 years, no more than 20. Right now, that if you got down to the NFPA regulations, we have one fire truck.
Okay.
However, we take very good care of it. The one that it would be replacing would be the 1984 model. That, to me, is the best pumping truck we have. So, there's no electronics on it. That's it in a nutshell.
Our compliance with NFPA standards helps our OSHA standing, doesn't it?
It not really OSHA. It's more of an ISO thing.
I mean.
Insurance ratings. Yeah. But as long as we can justify that our trucks are passing pump tests, which all of them pass pump tests, but I think we're good on that part of it. It's just you're going to start getting into, especially with the 84, it has a lot of mechanical issues. It stays down more than it stays up.
From my understanding, Brian, let me ask a question real quick, just, and I may be wrong, but the NFPA is a standard, right?
Can be a standard or a guideline. The,
right.
The truck is a standard.
But we don't want to adopt their regulations, right? We just kind of want to use them as a guideline. Because if we adopt...
You don't have an option.
If we was to adopt them, then we couldn't afford to...
You couldn't afford it.
Right. That's what I'm saying, you know. So we want to stay... Run by their guidelines.
Right. As much as we can.
For liability purposes.
Like the truck, we can show that every year they pass pump tests. So
right.
And tested annually.
Right. But so we want to make sure we try and stay with the guidelines. We just don't want to go with their standards.
You couldn't afford it.
Okay. That's what I, you know.
It's just like the turnout gear. Until they force our hand at that, you know, unfortunately, we haven't had a working structure fire in the city of Dyer in over 2 years. So that's a good thing. It may change tonight, but right now that's a good thing.
Sooner or later, we probably will be forced to comply, wouldn't you imagine?
Not
fully.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've read, I've kind of been reading up a little bit on that and everything because of Mr. Carroll knew he would have a few questions about the way our standards and regulations are, and I've kind of read up on that a little bit. I'm sure Nathan knows a little bit about it. And
trying to stay with Ryan is a little bit, trying to figure what guidelines and regulations we have to go by. And the way I understood it is that if we ever adopted the NFPA guidelines, that there's no way in the world we'd have to shut our department completely down. So we don't want to adopt any kind of regulations for NFPA, but we want to stay within the guidelines to make sure our liability and everything else is within.
And I certainly wouldn't be in favor of adopting that. The only thing I was thinking is typically whenever you have a governmental standard, they become increasingly severe on their requirements,
right,
and not less so.
That's right.
So I figure somewhere down the way we'll have to deal
and
with it.
And that's what was in those books that we were given to read.
Did you read it?
I've read part of it.
Did you read it in there?
It refers to NFPA compliance on turnout gear. That's something we don't steer away from. That's a huge idea.
Right.
And that's just that every 10
years,
that's
what
he's telling me. And we follow that guy.
So?
You can't do a safety, we won't follow.
Would you put all this on a piece of paper before we have the next meeting? Thank you.
We'll do it, have it ready for the committee meeting before. Okay. Thanks, Ryan. Finance Administration Personnel Committee. You just started a new job. You just didn't get nothing anymore.
I ain't got time for anybody. You're right.
It's a slow time to sleep.
Streets Maintenance, Water, Sewer, and Landfill Committee.
The only question I got is city dump. When? How many more dumpsters we need out there? When's it going to be done?
Probably need about two more dumpsters out there. All the dumpsters are gone right now. They were filled up. We probably need about two more.
Two more and it'll be done. Is there any way we can get that done before the bad weather and get it all cleaned up so we can...
Yeah, we want to carry the skid steer out there with that roof rake and get everything piled up.
Get it done. Then we don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Okay.
Josh, get his beans up.
Just know a lot of them drive around and they never bother to get out of the truck and clean them. I don't care where it is in town or where. Some of them would rather ride than get out and scoop them up.
Well, while they're picking up brush, they should be all over town. And since we're having trouble with that issue, they're going to start writing down and turning in every day how many and which ones they did.
That sounds like a good idea.
It's a good idea.
I've seen a couple, and I couldn't tell you where right now, where the concrete around the access hole is caving in.
I had them to go fix one today because it was in front of State Farm.
Oh, we didn't get to it.
Oh, you did? No, that's right.
It was a lease for
you. Yeah, I was with them. I asked them today to go over and fix the one in front of State Farm because I realized that a car or something had knocked it off in there. Something needed anyway. And needed to be fixed.
Green truck.
They'll get you it tomorrow.
I imagine that just requires constant supervision of those storm drains.
Yeah.
All the time, I guess.
May not be a bad idea to designate somebody on your crew or whatever to keep an eye on. You know, even though you still got a mark and everything else, you know, to look and make sure that they are being done. You know?
Right. Well, like I said, I thought it worked while we're picking up brush because you're going to be down, up and down every street. But since that's not quite working out, we're going to have to tweak it a little bit and have them write it down.
Tell them to take the blinders off and start looking.
There's some places that haven't been uncovered in a couple of years. So, you know, get these big rains and everything. We need to do all we can to make sure that water gets out of there. Anything else, street maintenance?
Or that's about it.
Okay. Parks and buildings?
Nothing at this time, sir.
Did you ever go and...
Yes.
You did? Had it up.
You ever go to look at the building?
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance.
That's been a month ago.
No, it was a couple weeks ago. I forgot. Give me the guy that we just forgot. On the other side, I'll do that tonight.
Oh. Gotta be aware. I've asked Willie to get some paint and paint that pavilion at the park before wintertime gets here. I told him to pick a color, and he said he's going to paint it pink. I said, fine, paint it. So he's going to be painted. So
you better not paint it anything.
Oh,
I would like to change the color.
That'd be fine. Don't paint it pink.
We talked about it this morning also, and the Mance building down here, house, they're going to start, as the wintertime comes on and everything, they're going to start getting a 5-gallon jug of paint and start painting and cleaning up, and we'll see where we go from there.
Inside, you mean?
Yes, sir. And then also the floor in the back there, in the very back, they're going to go ahead and tear it out and replace it with some Flandex. We're not going to put any kind of rug back over or anything right now, because that'll be a decision for later when we get to that point. But if we're going to own it, we need to maintain it. So, the water that's down in the basement is pretty much gone. And obviously the pump is working. But we may have to put a back door on it to the basement. May have to do that. And they're going to get the outside cleaned up before it gets too cold and everything, get everything trimmed up and everything for the winter months. But anything that costs more than what we need to do, we'll have a committee meeting and sit down and talk about that stuff before we get to that point. Unfinished business. Mike.
Just want to know where we was at as far as the state. You said you was going to talk to, y'all was going to get with the state about these Main Street.
As
far as blacktopping.
Yeah, they're probably not going to do anything. They're not going to turn it over to us. They're not going to take it back or anything like that. But as far as, there's papers that, to deal with the National Guard and everything, they said it'd be 2018 before they could get here to do anything. I've been asked by several people around town about the blacktopping and everything. I'll just be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure how to take care of that problem. Unless you've done a quarter mile at a time and just started going with it and doing $40,000 here, $40,000 there. The problem I have with that is that, we're talking a couple million dollars to do what needs to be done. And do you do it all at one time? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I know you can't do that much all at one time, but, you know, if you do, just say you've done $1 million worth, you would have to do that over a period of 12, 15 years. To be able to pay it back from state street aid money, and you'd have to do a note to do that, and that's all you would actually be able to do, because we don't have the money coming in to do a note and keep doing potholes and paving and, you know, fixing things that are going wrong. There's just no way possible that we can do that. What's the solution to the problem? I don't know. I called Nathan in the office the other day. We sat down. We had a long conversation about spending. Where's our unnecessary spending? We really don't have a lot. I mean, you know, and I know sometimes it looks like it is, but there's really not a lot of excessive spending. You know, your little bit of money's $100 here and $100 there. It's not thousands of dollars. Truck goes down, you know. I mean, we spend more fixing a truck than we do if we bought a new one. We proved that. So, what do you do? What's the solution to the problem?
If you look at the state of Tennessee and the state of Kentucky, and I'm sure many others, I don't travel a lot, they'll do a section at a time, and people are going to fuss. You're always doing repairs, but it's a lot less expensive out of your pocket at one time to do that. You do a quarter mile, do a quarter mile, do a quarter mile, do a quarter mile. Do, or a half a mile one side, and a half mile the other side. I don't know how you would break it down. You'd get complaints like that, but at least I think, and Nathan mentioned this, what, 6-8 months ago, it would be financially, I think, easier for us to handle if we did that.
The biggest problem is going to be on North Main up here, that road's coming completely apart. I mean, when you drive down through there in Harrison, I think maybe you said something about that. And then I noticed that if you look down through there and everything, that sun shining on that road, you can see where it's all bubbled up and everything. You know, we're probably going to have to grind it down and pay back. I'm not sure.
When did you say that? You said they'd be here in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's the earliest they could be here.
If we got the paperwork done and everything in order.
And the governor signed off on it, and the National Guard signed off on it, the chief signed off on it.
I mean, we can do what we can do, and then when they get here, they get here.
And we're not just talking about that area. I mean, we're talking about $584,000 right there.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get a contractor that does that kind of paving for probably $40,000 a whack.
That's a good point. I mean,
you're going to save money. The more you spend, hopefully the lower the percentage they got to make. If they're spending $40,000 to pave something, their percentage ratio is different than $1 million.
That's a good point. When you're doing 7 miles as compared right, to a quarter mile.
You need to spend more up front, but you still got to pay for it.
I think it's 6.5 miles from city limit to city limit, what we own. I think that's pretty close.
Rutherford going that way is worse than going out 45.
You're right.
So that's about, you need to do the whole thing.
Well, is this state, this is state right here.
From 77 to 185.
Yeah.
So when do they plan on doing it?
Well, no. No idea.
Yeah, we don't have any control over that.
We don't have any control. It's not in the plan right now. I mean, we got an email that showed the plan, what they was going to do and everything, and that was not in it. So.
Oh, we're just a small town in rural Northwest Tennessee.
We're under unfinished business.
Yes.
I don't know if I can bring this up. In the city of Troy, I'm doing some work up there. They got signs around town, 10 tons limit. You can't go into town. Because I had a truck driver hauling fill sand, and he said they got to drive around. They can't go through town, just try not to tear up their streets. I asked him, what happens if you drive through town? Well, he said basically it's just a awareness, courteous thing to do. And then he says a lot of them don't drive through it just to try to preserve the streets and that. Would that do any good? I mean, you got Anderson's trucks that sub out all this. They go up 45 when they could go up 77 and get on the four lane. They wouldn't have to wear out our roads. But it's easier on them, so that's what they're going to do. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's a bummer. I don't know what the answer is, but if you can't get the county to help chip in or the state, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. If they don't like it, oh well. Put signs up and enforce it, or. What the answer is, but
the gas tax for the roads, that wouldn't get very far at all, would it?
I mean, that's what we use.
Yeah.
I think there's like, it was like $5,000 a month, is that right?
Now we're getting $6,500
A little less than $7,000 a month.
$3,000 of that pays for street lights, $3,500.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that. And this was done several years ago to pay for the street light that I think it was $4,000 a month that was taken out to pay for that. Kind of make sure it covered the cost or whatever it was. I'm not sure that when we start doing some budgeting and everything and looking through that,
There's got to be a way we can move to cut $4,000 or $5,000 to be able to move that money, keep it state in state street aid money, to where that money can grow there.
50,000.
Say it again.
50,000.
It's 50,000 a year.
Give or take.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you're talking about.
So really,
right
all
now
that,
we're, right all now we're taking in how much in.
$6,500, $7,000 a month.
Times 12 months is.
$84,000.
You add 50,000 to that. And I understand why it was done. My problem is there not somewhere that we can cut? And that's what I was talking to Nathan about in the office the other day. Where can we cut to come up with that money? I don't know. I mean,
we really don't have a lot of excessive spending.
The people who do our, and I've brought this up before, and I haven't got a lot of traction, and I'll bring it up again. The folks that are doing the pothole paving right now do not do road paving.
Right.
But the guy that is their foreman has been in the paving business his entire adult life. And he offered to grade this road for us and said, this is the section you need to do first, this is the section you need to do second. I mean, he's got the drills and the stuff to check the pavement quality in those places. But we can ask him to do that, and he said he'd do it for free.
And he'd grind the road?
No,
he'll just check.
Tell you what to do.
He'll grade the road to see if this needs to be ground and if this doesn't.
When you said graded, I thought that's what you meant. He was going to grade, you know.
He said that last year.
Going to grade it off.
I mean, mm-hmm.
He's going to be here. Why not?
Well, and he'll do it this winter when they slow down. That's what he'll do. So, some of it may need to. I mean, some of it may. And the other thing about Mr. Pryor is he knows about the technology they got out there. Some of it may be if they fill some cracks and put a super spray on it that the state uses on some of these roads now, it may last another 5 years. I mean, they've got a, not a sealant, but it's a, the state uses a rejuvenator. It's not the same one they use, but it's a thing they spray on there, and if you fill the cracks and spray the road, then it makes it last longer. I mean, maybe there's places that, I don't know. I mean, I went to a demo the other day of a, I'm going to show you that video of that thing that strips it, mixes it, and repaves it all at the same time.
You told me about it.
It's a huge line of trucks that just goes down there grinding, mixing, and then repaving right behind it.
We was going to buy those, so we could start doing it.
Yeah, right.
For us in other towns, you know.
But, I mean, there's a lot of solutions out there. We just don't know what they are. And I still think it's worth testing.
Is there not any grants or anything to help?
Not a one.
All these grants, there's none.
Well, are we better off to take what money you get in that blacktopping? How long is it usually last?
15 years
on the streets around town. 15 years.
Oh, on the streets around town, most of those will last.
Yeah,
they'll last a long time. Unless they're heavy. I mean, unless there's a lot.
Okay, if you sell, would you be better off to put some of this money we do get on a and just borrow the money and do some streets? It's an ongoing thing. It's
well, I mean, it's
if you took a.
That's an option. About the time we get them paid for, we'd have to borrow and do it again.
You're going to have to keep on doing it. It's just kind of like budget it, but you're still probably doing it.
This was manageable. It was manageable with the money we got until we got this, until we have to do this.
45.
Until then. And
well, you could do Rocky Point out there that year they done in, and then turn around and do Oro, and then turn around and do another road. You know, you could keep up kind of what was going on.
But half of this road this year and half of this road next year.
And then when we seen this here, we knew what was going to happen. And we tried to save up the money, the best we could and everything. But by the time we fix all the potholes and stuff, and you're going to have them, I don't care if you got a brand new road, you're going to have a pothole because Fred Ivy sewer line's going to go down the very next day after it's paved. It's going to happen. You know, and then we're going to dig it up, and then we're going to need somebody to come in there and patch that spot.
This is the time of year right now, coming into 2018, when our elected officials in Nashville will be most receptive to making promises.
Right. Re-election.
Election or re-election. And it would not, if you'd asked me a year ago, I would have said this just there's no hope in this. But you've got some pretty interesting people that are interested in this project. You know, if we start pestering folks, it's possible we could get them to. Because the county has the same problem. The county, this road, the county's portion of it is, you know, it runs from the Dyer city limits to Trenton.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, Trenton's roads are not any better. I'm talking about the state roads going right through the bypass, 45 bypass.
Then you've got the.
It's not much better.
You've got the section that, you know, I mean, there's that section that runs from Rutherford to Kenton. I mean, it's. It may take some doing, but I think you could probably become enough of an irritant that somebody. This is a lot of money to us. It's a lot of money to us, but as far as the state goes on the paving
program, peanuts.
Well, I made the statement, and I was given an answer to it. Why is rural West Tennessee left out of everything?
We don't have the politics in Nashville.
Well, I'm not going to go there, but I am going to say this. When you have $121 million going to a museum in Nashville, Tennessee, that the taxpayer's paying for, and you start leaving small towns and small areas out of everything, there's a problem somewhere.
A lot of it is distance, it's geography. Same thing happens West Kentucky, same thing happens Southern Illinois. We are stuck over in a rural area,
right,
far away from the metropolitan areas.
And they had rather spend the money on roads around there and do things. I'm not saying it's not necessary.
Right, it's more beneficial to do that, really, if you look at it.
But obviously, you built a bypass around Dyer, Tennessee and Rutherford, Tennessee, and look at the bypass over in Trenton.
Trenton chose to build on theirs, and we haven't.
You know,
we're still thinking about downtown.
And the problem is, what are we going to build, though?
That's a good question.
Because there's nothing that we can build to help it. Not the city of Dyer. And
well,
when you build around a town, it falls apart.
It does.
And we've done everything we can to hold it together. And we're still doing that. And we're going to keep doing that.
We're going to have to do some.
The problem is, when you're in rural area, like you said, if somebody's not bringing us jobs, if you want to bring jobs to the south end of Gibson County, that's fine. But you need to think about the people on the north end of the county too, because that's what builds the whole county. The whole distance of the county has got to be built together.
Yeah.
And we've got a problem right now that. I don't care what it is, it's going south. Because it's closer to Jackson, and I understand that. But when you build a bypass out here, and we've got land sitting out here to put manufacturing in, and we can't get it, and it's on the bypass.
You got to offer these factories and that money.
We'll give them the land.
That's a minor part.
That's money, that's right.
I mean,
we don't have the workforce when you get them in.
Yeah.
That's
the main problem. Yeah. Well, let's go back to this other. Mr. Pryor, if he's willing to do this, why not let him do that? And at least when we do begin to do whatever it is we're going to do about this, we'll have information and be a little sounder in our argument. So here we have a certified, capable person that's told us, this is what we need to do and how we need to go about it. Why not let him go ahead and do this and get the information, and then when we begin to talk with whoever, whenever, we'll be a little more certain in what it is we're talking about.
I just think you guys really need to think about how we're going to do it. And I don't mean, are we going to do a quarter mile at a time? Where's the money going to come from? I mean, period. I mean, you know, that's what it all boils down to.
It's been a question since I've been on the board.
You know, where's that money going to come from? And I don't know.
Maybe once we hear what Mr. Pryor has to say, we'll have a better idea of how we want to approach it. And if we need to do it all, then we're going to have to look at a note.
How big a bite you want to take?
Yeah.
How much of a note can we afford? You know?
It's not the question.
I know, you're right.
Well, when they built that bypass out around Dyer, I remember what they said. bypass around Dyer and make easy access to get to Jackson and be able to get to the 40. Yeah. That wasn't a bit of a lie.
Well, you slow down to when you get to Trenton, you're at 45 mile an hour again.
When they link the south end of this bypass with the one going to Dyersburg, that's when access to Jackson will increase.
Mayor Goodman stopped that years ago. Yeah.
They surveyed it. It's laid
off. All right.
Anyway.
I don't think any of us have an interest in that. And if there's somebody that can help us, tell them to come see us.
That's right. For us, this is the tip of the iceberg we'll have to deal with for a long time. It's just the way it is.
What has Rutherford had any conversations about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, mayor's been in talk to.
Huh?
Their mayor's been in talk to people, too.
He ain't having no good with.
I'll tell you right now, I had some conversation with some people that have a little pull, okay? And what I mean by that is pull through elected officials. And I've been having this conversation for about 2.5 months. And it's going to take you eight right there, myself, Nathan, Rutherford, mayor, and their city board to make a stand and say we need some help. It's time for you guys to help us a little bit. You know, it's been drawn up. The whole article's been drawn up. It's all been worked out.
We'll just get on the bus.
We'll get on the bus and we'll go to Nashville, Tennessee.
We have North Gibson down on the hill.
That's right. You know, I mean, and I'm telling you, that's not anything but truth.
Because, I don't have a problem with it.
Because I'm going to tell you right now. It happened before. It happened in Dyer, Tennessee before. They loaded up on a bus and they went to get a bypass. And that's what happened. And until we do that, we're going to be little old rural West Tennessee.
Can you get a meeting with the governor or somebody that's going to listen up there, or do you got to wait a year to talk to them?
No, I think we could get a meeting together if y'all would go.
Better be sure to have your ducks in
a row. I mean, that's it. I mean,
you look like a bunch of idiots.
It's kind of a strategy sometimes, lay this out.
I don't have a problem going up there.
Right.
Okay. Talking points, but we'll probably need to get our community involved too at some point.
Yep. That'd be a good idea.
Petitions, let it rain. Don't be irritating, just be persistent.
Stir them up a little.
Well, it's not like they don't know. Because we've been there and we've talked about it.
It's just easy to ignore.
Yeah, I mean.
We need to stop being easy to ignore.
I agree.
When you start throwing stuff in the newspaper and everything, saying, hey, we need some help, you know.
Yeah,
when are you going to stop overlooking? When are you going to stop overlooking Gibson County? When are you going to stop overlooking North Gibson County? When are you going to stop?
It ain't just a state. It's our own county overlooking North Gibson County.
I don't disagree. You know, it's time for somebody to stand up and say, hey, you know, we need some help.
Just be sure you're specific when you stand up. Generalities won't work.
That's right. We have some things that are lined up, and it's good stuff. I mean, I think Billy's probably read it before. Some of the stuff about the 385 and coming through 45 and trying to get things back over. And you read some of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, they're going to build, 69, coming through Union City and Dyersburg.
Right.
I don't know how close it gets here.
It don't get close.
No.
Cuts across behind Troy.
On the back side.
Yeah, on this side.
Yeah,
Troy and around there.
Yeah, by Lake Cat, they go get close to Lake Cat and out there, probably that fort down there.
It cuts up through Paducah.
Yeah.
Runs back on the back side there.
it's going to hook to BART too.
I'm just saying, what's your ideas? I mean, how do we, I know you don't, this ain't your expertise at the same time, but, you know, I mean,
well, it's obvious when you cross the river that it's a whole different world, Middle and East, and they have all the politicians, and all the jobs go through Nashville, and they're not going to send them down here.
Been that way for years.
Memphis has got a problem. They're a big problem. They're past history. People, the industry wouldn't go around Memphis. Their schools were screwed up. Their government was screwed up. They didn't want any part of that. They'd rather go to Nashville. Now, the way I understand it, FedEx came to Memphis because half the population of the country is within 500-mile radius of Memphis. They'd only seen natural that they'd want to come into West Tennessee, but they don't. Now, all these politicians say they're going to take care of it, but they never do. And when McWhorter was in, you can see what he did to the roads in Wheatley County and Obion County. Have good roads up there.
22 all the way through. Right by the distillery.
Dresden.
Maybe we need to build a distillery here in Dyer.
Here you go.
We make some good money.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm dissatisfied with everything that's going on because ain't we, you know.
I don't think that the little towns getting factories will ever mount anything.
No.
They're going to have super factories. Like down in Brownsville.
Yeah, if they get that thing in, or
if they ever got that big car dealership manufacturing, then I think you would all start
feeling it.
It would help the whole surrounding area.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not on the inside. I don't know how they think about it or who decides it.
Is, and I may be completely wrong, maybe we're not screaming loud enough. I mean, but I don't know how to push any further than going and talking to them.
I mean, when you go
to them and talk face to face with them and tell them what our problems are, you know, it's just like, you know, it really bothers me. I mean, I'm telling you, it really bothers me. And I stay up all night long thinking about this stuff. When everybody else is sleeping, I'm the one that's up thinking about it because I'm 38 years old.
Are you just a pup?
Okay, I'm 38 years old. I'm going to be here for a long time.
You
may not. I may not be, but I'm planning on it. And I can't deal. I can't deal with this same problem going on all the time because these people have kids that are trying to grow up, and guess where they're going to have to go? It's out of here to get a job.
Yeah.
And then our streets are going to be tore up. We're going to be driving on dirt roads.
I think that was a good idea that you brought forward. All we got to do is see, can we all meet on it?
We can get a meeting.
Discuss it and get our ducks in a row. Like Pastor Carl said, well, we won't look silly up there. You know, somebody will hear us. And just like Mr. Reed said, it's time to, it's election time is coming around. And
let them make some promises, see if they own the truth.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need to talk so politically correct.
Right.
I mean,
you got to start somewhere, and I think the best thing been laid on the table was your idea. I mean,
well, I think
we got to meet with them and see if they want to do it, or how many they want to do. We'll go, I'll be interested.
Fred, I'm going to tell you, Nathan knows this because I call him at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And he says, what are you doing calling me? He says, I'm supposed to be in bed right now. You know, I'm sorry, but I'm up worried about some of this stuff because I know what's happening. And I'm watching it fall completely freaking apart. And it gets tiresome.
It's been falling apart for 40 years.
You know, and when you're
going to be here as it crumbles.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sorry that we're fixing stuff from 20 years ago.
Mr.
That's,
Mayor,
that's not our problem.
You're making progress with what did you get done?
You know, and that's right. That is absolutely right. We're making progress. We're fixing it, and maybe somebody else will come in and take over and do just the same thing we're doing, fixing it.
Somehow you got to be able to promote the town. You got a country club out there. There's golfing, a good place to live, or something to promote it. Medina, yeah, they're building a lot of new houses, but they got their problems over there too. Their school system, everything else. Our school system's pretty good around here.
Medina's got one of the better school systems anywhere in the state.
They're the same school system as we are.
They got buckles of problems over there too. You don't hear about it, but they got a lot of garbage goes on.
I've got a daughter that's in the system over there.
Well.
Mr. Mayor, I rest to the point of order. We have completely gotten way off of the subjects of the city business.
Well, I disagree, and if you can get a motion on that, then we'll go forward. But if not, then we're going to keep moving forward. Not a motion?
I'd make a motion.
Is there a second? Is there not? Is there a second? That a lack of a second? We meet twice a month, okay? We meet two times a month for an hour to an hour and a half. And Tom Mickelson said it best. When you go in there and you sit there for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes, we're not getting anything done. We're not serving our purpose. And I agree with him 100%. And I understand sometimes we can beat a dead horse to death. And I don't know how to fix the problem. I've told you I don't know how to fix the problem. But I am, like I said, and I'm going to say it one more time, and I'll let it be. But if we don't start standing up and standing together, then we're going to watch everything crumble completely apart, and we're going to be part of it. And that's not what I want to see, and I know it's not what you want to see, or you wouldn't be sitting there either. And I think if we all join together as towns, we might be able to get something done.
What would happen if we worked with Rutherford? I don't know how their group is over there, but work with several small towns and try to get a group to go up to Nashville and
talk. Best thing we do is make a phone call and have them come over, and after we get it strategized, figure some things out, and get them together and say, hey, how do y'all feel? What do you want to do? You want to sit back and watch it, or you want to help?
Yeah, see, what do you think of that, Nathan? You know more.
Well, I mean, I think if you make yourself heard, you start off at Region 4, and I would love to invite the Region 4 people over here to a community meeting.
What's Region 4?
It's the TDOT office in Jackson that covers our area. And see if you can get any traction with them. If you don't get anything after a month or so, then you move up the chain. You're going to have to, but the quickest way to tick those folks off is to go over their heads. Do you understand? You know what I mean?
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem ticking them off, but they're also the folks who are going to be paving the road when the time comes to do it, you see?
Yeah. They'll remember you if you tick them off.
Well, yeah,
if
they
you don't
us
tick
already.
Them off, they won't remember you.
They remember us already. Don't forget. Don't worry about that.
But what did we get undone?
No, he did. He did. Yeah.
Okay.
I got a phone call from an underling, from one underling to another, What is your mayor doing? But anyway.
Tell him he's nuts and go on.
But he got his problem fixed. But yeah, I mean, we need to know exactly what we're
going to take care of the situation one way or another.
That's right. We need to.
And I've said that all along. I'll fight it if y'all let me fight for it.
That's not a bad idea. And if you can get the folks in North Gibson together, if you can get the Rutherford folks and the Dyer folks and the folks out here that are using this road,
that's what I would. If you got a good speaker. Or not politically correct, but a good speaker to get your point across, you might be able to rattle some cages.
Well, we've got good speakers.
We've got a Bose at the house.
we've got that. You know, it's just, I am, Tom, I'm telling you, if we don't do something, we're in trouble.
Well, I've known that for a while.
And we know that, and you know who's going to get the blame? We are. We're already getting the blame for it.
You've got to blame somebody.
Hell, we got the blame for raising the water bill today. You know what? That's fine. I took it and went on. It's not our fault they changed the rules in the middle of the game. Right before I come to the board meeting, I got that.
Well,
and I just told them.
You just need to have them come to the board meeting instead of spending your time.
Well, that's what I basically did.
They're welcome
to come to the board meeting on Monday night. We're having one tonight.
Yeah.
Just in 15 minutes.
They can't bother to come down here. They don't
be
care.
Be quiet. I've been cussed out from it.
Some people just want to fuss.
Yeah.
Listen.
I got cussed out for it.
The best idea on this situation, the mayor has said. All
right.
Let's see, can we get with Rutherford, whoever else, and have a little discussion, then meet with TDOT.
Well, between now.
If you ain't going to do that, it's quite well. Just forget it.
Between in the morning and before. Our next board meeting, me and Nathan's going to have some discussions and everything, and we're going to work some things out, and then we might have a committee meeting.
That's fine.
And if we do, we do. If we don't, we'll let you know when we're... We're not going to let you know if we're not going to have a board meeting. Or committee meeting. But if we're going to have one, you're going to know for sure. So, the girls will call you. Somebody will call you.
All right.
Letter, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll move forward with it that way. I know Ray thinks about it a lot too.
Dreams about it when he's sleeping during the day.
Well, look, majority of the crew has been here all their life in this town.
Yeah.
First thing you got to do is sweep around your old front door. Got to sweep around your old front door. It's the first thing we got to do.
Well, I'm going to invite you guys to a board meeting in just a minute. So, just letting you know. Any other unfinished business? New business?
I got something new, but it's not too much. I noticed, y'all can help me if I'm wrong here. I noticed riding through town, we got a lot of signs and stuff leaning. Can we get those straightened up?
Yeah, I've asked for them to look at those and everything, and
they're
in the process of it now.
Okay.
It's a long process because you're right, it is a bunch of them.
It's a bunch of them.
So, and they've been going around straightening them up and getting them back like they're supposed to. So, you said you had some things. Is that the only thing you had?
Well, Christmas, it's not close to Christmas. We're not going to talk about
new business. Christmas is will be December the 9th. December the 9th. Yes, it'll have to be.
We've already booked the room. You told me to.
What day?
The 8th.
The 8th is on a Thursday.
The 8th is on a Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it is, ain't it? Yeah, December the 8th. I'm sorry. Me and Fred discussed that.
And thought it was going to be tonight.
8th. I'm sorry. You're right.
Friday
night?
Somebody write that
down. He said Friday. It's Friday.
It's the second time in 2 weeks he said it was right.
2 weeks that he's right.
It's on Friday night. It's
on Friday night.
December the 8th.
Oh.
So just...
All right. But look here.
Me and Pine Creek.
Okay.
Or
I'm sorry, the Gibson County Golf and Country Club and Swimming Hole.
Swimming Hole.
Yes.
I would like to see if it's possible when we put our Christmas decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
They go all the way through die. Now, we have to, if we have to, if it's time to freshen up on some, put the new ones up town.
We bought all brand new ones. Every one of them are brand new. Every single one of them are brand new. What was you at last year? You lived in Dallas.
Yeah, but I don't see them going all the way out to the city limits out there.
No.
You know,
no.
Not. I mean, not always city limits, but
they go to Office Star.
Oh, that need to go farther than that.
We don't have the.
We spent about $24,000 on what we got.
No. The reason they are where they are.
It seems like to me, you know, it's Christmas right here in this area and it's dead up there. That's what it seemed like to me.
Talking to the property owners and tell them.
You know,
the roads are too rough that way.
Can't see them anyway.
Yeah, you're bouncing. It makes you.
We did. We spent $24,000. No, we spent some money last year.
The reason they're where they are is because that's where the Gibson Electric's got the meterizers for them. They're just they're not. It'd be a mess if you weren't putting any weather where they are.
I just thought maybe you'd go from
That's a good idea, Fred.
Right there from. Dollar General up to the nursing home. That's all I that you know.
That'd be nice.
Now why you wanna go so far that way, not go so far the other way?
My Tom live out that way. But that's all. You answered my question. That's good. That's fine.
They're metered, so
yeah. It's cool. Be no problem. You ask not, you receive not.
Amen.
The industrial board bought them.
They helped them.
They helped them.
The industrial board.
And we appreciate that. Industrial board meeting tomorrow night, I believe it is. Is that one of them?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it starts at, what time?
6.
6 o'clock. Come if you want to.
Discussing.
They have one. They have. It's a call meeting to discuss this building next door. They've got a.
All that building next door.
One building.
Do we need to come or do I need to stay away?
They've got one thing on their agenda. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm afraid that if there's. I'm afraid it's a public meeting, Mr. Tom, but I'm afraid if there's 30 people in here, they're not going to be very comfortable doing anything. But, I mean, Mr. Ray comes pretty often.
Mayor comes pretty often. I miss one.
All right, I'll stay away.
I mean, you will. It's a public meeting, so.
Just wanted you guys to know that there is a meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. If you guys would like to come and sit in on it.
But you gotta keep quiet.
Industrial board.
Oh.
No.
Tomorrow night?
Huh?
We can all come?
You can if you want.
It's a public meeting.
Y'all go. You coming?
I come all.
He has to.
Are you?
I come to most of them.
Okay.
But they don't have.
What about you? Are you gonna come?
You. I don't know if I should.
any other new business?
Why not?
Fire station, How long is that financed for?
I think it's 3 payments left. Is that right?
No.
Is it more than that?
Just 12 here, nope.
2 years.
12.
No.
It was a 12-year note.
You took it. Oh, 12-year note.
No, I hadn't been here 6 years, 7 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
You did it in 10?
I did it before I was here.
2 or 3 years left on it?
Huh? What?
You said a 12-year note.
It was a 12-year note. I've been here 6 years.
Well, here.
4, 6.
Years of payments are 144. I'll tell you how many are left.
Seven, four, six, 7 years. I've been here 7 years. Done before I get
it. Are you sure? It's supposed to be done in 2010.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Shows us done in 2010.
It's got 5 years left.
We've made 96 payments, so.
When you did that, did you get any grant money on that, or is there any way you can work grant money to pay that off quicker?
No. No, not once it's done that way, you can't.
You can't change it midstream? Or
you can't get a grant midstream to do something like that. But we ought to work on getting us a better ambulance service. Maybe building us a new building out there where we'd have 2 ambulances here in Dyer. What do you think?
Yeah.
A good idea.
Just that extra garage on the wall.
Well, we got 2 or 3 towns right here. Yorkville, Dyer, Rutherford, Kenton, all that on this Bradford, on this side of town.
Hey, Bradford's got their own.
Last payment will be March of 2022.
Still pretty good, right away.
Still good. Yeah, about 4.5 years. Are we ready to pay a count?
Yes, sir.
Let's pay him.
Make that much?
I do. You did.
Thanks. Most paid second here. You say?
1828. Next to last one, too, then.
Yeah.
Next to last one is Hernandez. That'd be the tree that you guys approved to get cut down.
Which one?
You didn't approve it. You said go ahead and get cut.
The one down here at the Davis Street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought we was getting my side brothers on that. To
Hernandez
see
was cutting a tree, and Willie seen him, and he asked him what they'd do it for, and he told him, he said, when can you do it? And he said,
tomorrow morning.
And he come and asked Nathan. Nathan called me and says, you think it'd be all right? And I said, well, I don't have a problem with it. Boy, they get it cut down.
They didn't haul it off.
No, they cut one. Oh, you should have seen them out there.
They cut it down and cut it up, and we hauled it off.
There's a lumber company out of Kenton that came and took the biggest part of it.
They
took the big trunk.
Come get the big trunk and all that.
And then we cleaned up the mess.
Out of Kenton?
The lumber company in Kenton, yeah.
There's a sawmill over there.
Didn't know that.
Really?
In Kenton?
They employ like 50 people.
No, they don't.
I know it was from Kenton, and all I know.
No, it's out of the country. Chad Duke. Chad Duke.
I think it's like 4 people.
I don't know. It's a guy and his wife. And
this is
they've taken some big logs for us before. Stuff that we
left
the
2 trees
in there. They did wood and
stuff that we couldn't.
Yeah, before they blew down one we discussed.
Okay. So 700 to cut it down.
Both of two of them. He got two.
Who are some of these men that I don't believe we've heard?
Hernandez.
I know who one of the brass was. And,
I got that.
Buddy Lasseter.
Said too.
Buddy Lasseter is a dump truck. I mean, the dumpsters.
Okay.
That fella from.
Number 1841.
1841 is Waypoint and
Legal. That used to be Tech Labs. It's water and sewer.
Okay. So okay.
They've changed names.
And Chad Goff, 1845.
That'll be for the jumpers for the fun day.
Yep. Do what?
The jumpers for the fun day.
Okay, what about Chad Goff?
That's what I just said.
What did you say?
I meant the one under him, Eber Hernandez.
That's the one we just talked about.
That's what we just talked about.
Okay.
He cut
okay.
the tree.
You want to do a Hardin County fire? Be 100 million.
Yeah, what about the Hardin County fire?
That was training for a fireman. Okay. Is that 55 or 110? We're doing two?
Three.
You got that sorted out.
What about 1840?
I brought another one today later. Preston's.
Okay, maybe Teresa had it.
David's garage is that truck we got fixed, you know?
Dudley Fire Consultants.
1840, you're looking at the wrong one.
Dudley Fire Consultants.
Oh.
It's fit test for okay. the fire department for compliance.
What did Sunrise do?
You know what they do.
They do vinyl, but where?
The windows.
Right out here. The water plant.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't think.
Right.
Did that look
right.
good?
They get glass.
The yeah, we everybody gets quoted like two windows. There's 20 and windows there,
ducks,
and everybody quoted that thing. Everybody quoted that thing for all the quotes we got.
What
and for some reason, now they only have 10, now there's 20. So we gained two windows in that place. Anyway, that's what I'm going to order.
Okay.
So.
Do the windows work good?
Yeah, they turned out great.
Light comes in. You can see now?
Yeah.
And the heating and cooling bill has went way down. And
yeah, we haven't had any yet.
Yeah, that, you know, we turned the air conditioners off and the heaters are off and everything.
901.
Dang. They worried about the bills now. Raspberry.
Tires for a police car.
We've had him before.
Quit squealing tires.
Who's 1578?
Napa.
That'd be Napa.
That's in Trent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think we had a hometown auto part here. Close
to we can get the hometown.
Original.
Steal them off the neighbors. And
yeah.
Pagers
is flashlight.
Yeah, I'm good.
All the money.
We didn't have to cut him off. He's about to see his limit.
All right, don't forget next Tuesday night.
I eat that quite a bit.
I think Officer Carroll here, Alderman Carroll here.
Who's going to be Officer Carroll and will not be here?
And I think he's going to see if the sheriff allow him to come over here and be Officer Carroll on the street corner over. I may make that call tomorrow.
You make that call, and if he says yes, then fine.
You'll be here?
Yeah.
All right.
If he says you.
Paid. Okay. He gets paid?
Yeah.
They pay him.
Heck yeah, they had to pay him. Not us. We pay him enough. $50 a month minus tax.
I'm worth every cent of it.
Yeah.
I make a motion with a jury.
All right.
Yes. No.